I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 3rd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be presenting his proposed fiscal year 2022 budget to the City Council tonight. Koch's expected to hold the line on the roughly $340 million spending plan. The new budget takes effect on July 1st. Also tonight, Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney will introduce a resolution calling on Quincy College to either merge with an existing community college or become its own community college. The move comes as the mayor proposes creating a new home for Quincy College that could cost $100 million. In honor of May as Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, Quincy Asian Resources is announcing several new initiatives to support and empower Asian and immigrant communities in Massachusetts and New York. With the ongoing wave of racism, discrimination, and violence toward the AAPI community, Quincy says it remains more committed than ever to engage in critical social justice work to educate and take action. To support elders, Quincy is launching a Whistle Against AAPI Hate project. Inspired by the recent assaults against Asian elders across the country, Quincy will be distributing free whistles to elders in Massachusetts, New York City, and Los Angeles. Each whistle will include a note to remind elders that their community is listening and standing by with care and support for them. Quincy says they have exceeded their goal of providing 1 million meals to vulnerable elders and families in Massachusetts and New York City. They say they continue to work to make culturally sensitive and nutritious food more accessible to the Asian and immigrant community. Quincy will be launching a project in partnership with Big Human and the Massachusetts Food Security Infrastructure Grants Program in June. The president of Tufts University announced that two acts of hate happened on campus in the past week. In a letter to the Tufts community, President Tony Monaco says several Asian students were walking along professors' row when they were verbally assaulted with hateful and anti-Asian rhetoric from people in a passing vehicle. In the second incident, Monaco says members of a Tufts athletic team found a large swastika painted on the shed at Bellow Field, which is also used by local community sports organizations. Monaco denounced the anti-Asian and anti-Semitic acts and stated that all in the Tufts community have a responsibility to speak out against such bigotry. The Tufts University Police Department's investigating the hateful acts. They are unsure at this time whether the perpetrators in either case are members of the school community. A new program will be offering culturally appropriate meals to Asian American elders at the Wollaston Senior Center on the last Friday of every month. The first food distribution took place this past Friday, where over 100 meals were distributed by the Asian American Service Association. That center is located in the basement of the Wollaston Lutheran Church. The meals are also delivered to residents at four elderly housing sites. $10,000 was raised for the program this past winter. Supporters say the meals better reflect what Asian Americans prefer to eat rather than the menu for Meals on Wheels and at food pantries. Some of the seniors shared their own recipes. Well, the hair was certainly flying at Pageant Field in Quincy yesterday as people had their heads shaved to raise money to support the young son of a Quincy police officer who's battling cancer. The shave-a-thon was held to help 5-year-old Quinn Waters of Weymouth, who is known as the Mighty Quinn. Quinn's mother, Tara, is a Quincy police officer. Many of her fellow officers from Quincy and Weymouth participated in the shave-off to raise money and also raise awareness of pediatric cancer. Over $5,000 was raised. Quinn had surgery for brain cancer in February and underwent radiation therapy. The family is still waiting to learn if the procedures were successful. Two women are dead after they were stabbed inside a home in Dorchester. Police responded to a triple-decker on Taft Street yesterday afternoon. The officers found two women suffering from stab wounds inside the home. One died at the scene, Another died at Boston Medical Center. They have not been identified. Police did arrest a suspect, 34-year-old Marcus Chavis of Dorchester. He'll be arraigned this morning. A dog was also injured during the stabbings and taken to the Angel Memorial Medical Center. Police are investigating a fiery single-vehicle crash in Cohasset on Saturday that left a woman hospitalized with serious life-threatening injuries. Officers responding to a reported crash at the intersection of Hall Street and Jerusalem Road found a 2008 Mercedes burning with the driver trapped inside. Witnesses said the Mercedes crashed into a stone wall and burst into flames. The 65-year-old driver was removed from the car by witnesses and neighbors and taken to a Boston hospital. A preliminary investigation suggests speed and alcohol were likely contributing factors. Holbrook police asking for the public's help to identify a suspect in a bank robbery Saturday. Police said the Envision Bank on South Franklin Street was robbed at about noontime on Saturday. No one was hurt. The Kraft family turned up to help in the fight against addiction in Brockton. Patriots owner Bob Kraft and his family are partnering with Brockton Neighborhood Health Center to unveil a mobile medical trailer. The trailer is fully equipped with addiction treatment services, as well as preventative care, and even COVID-19 vaccines. Kraft said the family is always looking for new ways to help the community. The mayor of Brockton said fighting the opioid epidemic is a top priority, and having this new resource will help save lives. New Englanders returned more than 46 tons of unused and unwanted drugs last month, according to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. Residents were encouraged on April 24th to turn over expired, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs, along with electronic vaping devices and cartridges, at 565 collection sites across New England, including at the Quincy Police Station. Those drugs have now been taken out of harm's way across New England, according to the special agent in charge. Among New England states, Massachusetts residents returned more than 15 tons, while Maine returned more than 13 tons, and in New Hampshire, more than 6 tons. The program is growing. In 2010, it collected nearly 13 tons for all 6 New England states. Well, the highway renumbering project has reached Interstate 93. The Mass Department of Transportation will begin working to change the exit numbers. Crews plan to start at exit 13 on the expressway and move up to the O'Neill Tunnel. Next Sunday, they'll begin at exit 28 in Somerville and work north to the New Hampshire border. Exits 1 through 12 on the expressway will not change. Starting today, Boston University plans to start offering COVID vaccines to students. The school is holding a week-long vaccine clinic for students who need their first shot. BU plans to give out several thousand doses of the Moderna vaccine. The school is one of at least 25 in the state, which will require students to be fully vaccinated before they can return to campus this fall. Families cheered and hugged in the stands of Fenway Park yesterday as if there was a game taking place. But instead of watching the Red Sox, they're cheering for Emerson College students graduating in the middle of a pandemic. Emerson College president Lee Pelton said he was proud of his students. Although students were not able to walk across the stage or take to the field at Fenway, students said nothing can beat having their names and pictures shown on the Jumbotron. Graduation for the class of 2020 was canceled last May due to COVID-19, but they also got the chance to hold a celebration at Fenway yesterday afternoon. The Boston Children's Museum reopened on Saturday. It will be open on weekends for the month of May and then expand to 5 days a week in June. Tickets must be purchased in advance for a 3-hour time slot in the morning or the afternoon. Face masks will be required for all visitors age 2 and older. The museum closed for the second time back in December amid a spike in cases. Now, don't be alarmed by a low-flying helicopter over Cape Cod in the next month or so. Starting today, a helicopter will drop oral rabies vaccine baits intended for raccoons and other wildlife over portions of Barnstable and Plymouth counties. The distribution of the vaccine baits to the north and west of the Cape Cod Canal will continue through June 4th, according to the Cape Cod and Southeast Massachusetts Rabies Task Force. About 68,000 oral rabies vaccine baits will be distributed. Using a helicopter allows the state's Wildlife Service to get baits into areas not accessible by vehicle. The program is designed to boost wildlife rabies vaccination rates and prevent the reemergence of raccoon rabies. The vaccines contained in baits that have a strong fish smell, unpleasant to people but attractive to raccoons, which are vaccinated against rabies after consuming the bait. The vaccine is safe for dogs that might accidentally consume it, although some dogs might get an upset stomach. Baits not found and consumed within 1 week will dissolve on their own. Well, the Biden administration said today four families that were separated at the Mexico border during Donald Trump's presidency will be reunited in the United States this week in what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calls just the beginning of a broader effort. Two of the four families include mothers who were separated from their children in late 2017, one Honduran and another Mexican. A packed boat being used in a suspected human smuggling operation capsized yesterday and broke apart in powerful surf along the rocky San Diego coast, killing three people and injuring more than two dozen others. Lifeguards, the U.S. Coast Guard, and other agencies responded following reports of an overturned vessel in the waves near the rugged peninsula of Point Loma, according to the San Diego Fire Department. President Biden's call for authorizing Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices has energized Democrats on a politically popular idea they've been pushing for nearly 20 years, only to encounter frustration, but they still lack a clear path to enact the legislation. It's because a small number of Democrats remain uneasy over government price curbs on pharmaceutical companies. India recording over 368,000 new coronavirus cases today and over 3,400 deaths as a catastrophic surge sweeps through that country. The latest numbers came after leaders of 13 opposition parties urged the government to launch a free vaccination drive and ensure uninterrupted flow of oxygen to all hospitals. Multiple tornadoes were reported across Mississippi yesterday, causing some damage, but no immediate word of injuries. A line of severe storms rolled through the state yesterday afternoon and into the nighttime hours. Late yesterday, a tornado emergency was declared for Tupelo and surrounding areas. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated on Friday. The Dow was down 185, the NASDAQ dropped 119, the S&P fell 30. Shares lower in Asia. The dollar climbed, the euro slipped, oil at $63 a barrel. Sports: Rangers beat the Red Sox 5-3. The Celtics lose to Portland 129-119. The Bruins are in New Jersey tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today: maybe a passing shower, partly sunny, highs in the low 60s. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 47. Rain around tomorrow, mostly in the morning. Cooler, high tomorrow, 58 degrees. Looks like a rainy Wednesday. A high 60. Sunshine returns Thursday, a high 63. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light northeast wind, and high tide not till 6 o'clock this evening. Sunrise at 5:36, sets at 7:45. So again, cooler today, maybe a passing shower, high 63 degrees. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, May 3rd.